Well, I know you have a good heart. I know you're a considerate person, but you need to make up your mind about whether you're running a business or not. If it's a business, it has to make its own money. Welcome to Showing Up with Tolu Michaels. That's me. I never thought I'd start a podcast or write a bestseller, let alone lead a business that gives me freedom, flexibility, and funds. But I was willing to try. Today, I've trained thousands of entrepreneurs around the world, spoken on stages I only dreamed about, and created programs that smart people rave about without losing myself or working round the clock. That's what I want for you. You don't have to be famous, flashy, or even fancy, but you do have to show up. Because if you remain unknown, unclear, or untrusted, your influence will be limited. We can have that. This podcast gives you heartfelt conversation and straightforward strategies to show up, stand out, and share your message with the world. If you're all about making a difference while you make a living, you're in the right place. I'm grateful to be connected with you today. Let's get started. What's one thing that went well this week? Cast your mind back to the last 7 days and see if you find one thing that actually went well. Welcome back to another episode of Showing Up Podcast. And today we're going to be talking about pricing. In episode 19, I had talked about creating a second stream of income. And that was a popular episode. If you haven't listened, you'll love it. One of the questions that came up was about pricing. First, something I mentioned was the fact that when you're thinking about creating another stream of income, you must understand that it doesn't mean that the business you're in is your forever business. One thing that sets entrepreneurs apart is the ability to adapt. Flexibility is such a core trait that entrepreneurs have. So you're going to adapt a lot of things over time. The business you start with might not even be the one you end up with. The offer you start with might not be the one you end up with. And the price you start with might not be the one you end up with. I needed to lay that foundation so you understand that if you do something and you don't do it correctly, you can change it as you go along. So back to pricing. The question was actually, Tim, how do I tweak my prices without giving discounts? Because sometimes I feel like there are situations where I really do want to give somebody a discount when they're asking. Well, the first thing is, if you are thinking that the price that you're offering is not the right thing, then it's just not the right thing. Sometimes we don't price correctly, and you might need to work with a business strategist or a coach to help you see if you're pricing correctly. But sometimes you're not even pricing correctly. You're pulling the numbers out of thin air. So there's that. There is that. Okay. But let me answer the question about how to be generous without giving discount. So here are four pricing tweaks that I have used and things that I have tried. The first one is somebody asks you for a discount in a sales conversation. You're inclined to do something for them, but you know you're not giving a discount. Then throw in a bonus. So I have a reputation for guiding my clients to not give discounts. But it's not really about being a diva. It's just an integrity issue for me. I don't like people overpaying me. So I believe that if somebody has paid for a service, somebody else should pay the same thing. It's an integrity issue. I mean, how would you feel if you bought something for a price and then you were speaking with your friend and realized that they got it for a lesser price? You feel silly, right? Exactly. I don't want any of my clients feeling silly. So because of that, we have that policy. However, it doesn't stop you from being generous. Generosity is a core value for me. I know it when I see it, and I can show you how to do it. So one, throw in a valuable bonus for free. Somebody's asking for a discount. You say, listen, we don't offer discounts for this particular package, but here's what I can do for you. And throw in a bonus that's actually useful. Valuable is a key adjective there, because it has to be something that answers a question they have, that saves them time or accelerates their results in a way, or maybe even saves them money. Because after all, they were just asking for a discount, right? Another thing you can do is to extend timelines. So if you're saying you're going to get this at $2,500 for 8 weeks, you can actually say, you know what? I'm going to give you an extra 2 weeks for follow-up. So we'll spend 2 extra weeks just answering any questions you need, and to make it easier for you to execute. Something like that. So extending the timelines. And like I said, these are all strategies that we have tried. So when we were thinking about how to support our Profit Accelerator clients better, for example, we realized that, look, you know what? We want to keep this thing as competitively priced as possible. However, we want to help our clients completely and we want to be there for them as they need more help down the line. So what we did was to move it from a 3-month program to a 6-month program. The conversation is kind of different because in that case, we actually increased the price. But I'm saying that increasing the price for us, it wasn't a matter of inflation. We're raising our rates because we raised our value. And one of the ways that we did that was to extend the timeline. Also, to make it land easier and to save them money, we threw in a bonus. So everyone who gets in Profit Accelerator now would also get a one-on-one review of their sales page. They're also going to get feedback on their launch plan. You see, that's a bonus that's saving them money, is saving them time, and is definitely accelerating their results. Well, the third thing you can do is to add a new entry point to your offer. Our community Show Up Circle is well-loved and well-received by our clients. People are getting results every day. Our clients are winning, you know, and many people would actually love to participate. But before now, Show Up Circle was reserved for people who had bought either our Personal Brand Accelerator or our Profit Accelerator, and those are higher ticket programs. And we decided that, you know what, we want to democratize this access. We want more people to be able to get these answers, more people to be able to access this accountability and to be able to win together. So we wanted people to join our community. We weren't going to reduce the price of something that other people have paid for. So what we did was to add a new entry point called Progress Together. So now Progress Together is an entry point where people can join Show Up Circle without a big investment. So you can do the same thing. How can you add a new tier to the package? How can you add a new entry point? How can you create something that meets these people where they are? Because sometimes for some people, what you're offering is even an overkill. So maybe they don't need something that advanced. Maybe they just need a specific form of accountability, a specific form of support. So in Progress Together, for instance, what we give people access to is the community, the weekly accountability, monthly content templates, so they can have the confidence to build their brand, put themselves out there, and access to our 8-week Purposeful Clarity Lab. So there is enough there for someone to decide what their brand is going to be about, even if they're multi-talented. There's enough there for them to know how to introduce themselves online. There's enough there for them to begin the process of reinventing themselves and share their message with the world. Add to that the fact that we have co-learning and co-working sessions every other month. So it's good enough. When they decide that they want more coaching support or they want more access to further training and to experience our curriculum in a deeper way, then they can upgrade to either Personal Brand Accelerator or Profit Accelerator. Do you see that? So that's an example of something you can do. You can add a new entry point that is just enough for what people who need lesser pricing actually need. And then the last thing, I don't know if you've considered this one, but you can create a new offer altogether. Instead of reducing the price on something that other people have paid for, you can repackage a new offer altogether. And don't feel any type of way about this because reinvention happens all the time. Change is a constant. It's okay to change. You can say, you know what? I have reinvented this program. I have repackaged it. I have removed things that I thought people needed, but they don't need anymore. And I've reduced the cost of delivering the program. So I'm able to deliver a new offer at a lower price. That's also an option. But I want to go back to what I said in the beginning. You must be confident in your pricing. So in our Profit Accelerator program, we walk through offers, packaging an offer with our clients. And one of the things we do is to first establish the value. There are so many ways to establish the value of what you're offering. We establish the value before we establish the price, so that it doesn't matter how high the price is. You can defend it. You can support it. And your conscience can take it because you know that this is actually valuable and this is worth it. If other people are questioning your pricing, you shouldn't be the one questioning. But if you're beginning to think, you know what, maybe this is too expensive, let me tell you, in that case, it's too expensive. You haven't thought about the value. You haven't used an outcome-based approach to build your offer. And because of that, you haven't priced correctly. Listen, people are buying every day. People are spending every day and they can buy from you. I know too many people who are scared to charge for their work and they often hide behind being generous, being kind, being charitable. Well, I know you have a good heart. I know you're a considerate person, but you need to make up your mind about whether you're running a business or not. If it's a business, it has to make its own money, not what you take out of the salary from your 9-to-5. Not feeding off your family funds. Please pay attention to this word you're about to hear. If it doesn't make money, it is not a business. It could be an expensive hobby. It could be a passion project. But if it is a business, it should make its own money. I believe in generosity, and I also charge well for my work, for my time, and for my expertise. You can do the same. It doesn't have to be mutually exclusive. It doesn't make you a greedy person. It puts you in a better position to help others, actually. Because if your business does well, then you can fund causes you care about. You can support your family. You can keep your staff employed. You can pay your taxes. You can contribute to the economy. And you can do good because you have done well. If you're struggling with this, I think it will take more than one episode to convince you and to liberate you. But please ask yourself, why do you really feel like you deserve less? Why are you insistent on not being rewarded for your effort and your expertise? Is it because you believe less about yourself? Is it because you think that good people should be cheap? Is it because you think that you're not worth it? Well, maybe you should have a meeting with yourself and decide what you want to be known for, what kind of work you want to produce, and who you want to be associated with. It takes time, it takes thought, it takes effort to produce excellent work. It takes investing in yourself, and all of those things cost money. So don't discount all of that. I encourage you to be generous. Please be generous with your income. Please be generous and be kind to people. But I guess you need to make the income first, don't you? So don't be guilt-tripped into giving away your hard-earned expertise for free. Don't be shamed into discounting and becoming the cheapest kid on the block. If you've read my story, I did have my time where I was broke, unemployed, and completely out of cash. But I'm the same person who is now able to do things for other people, provide scholarships for other people, and also pay for things that people could not have paid for themselves. But the thing is, I would not be here if my clients were not compensating me for my time and for my expertise. So you're not being insensitive by charging a fee. You're not being greedy. You're not being unkind. You're just being a business person. Which brings me back to the point of make sure you're using an outcome-based and a value-based approach to pricing your products. Don't charge something just because you feel like, just because you read a quote on Instagram that motivated you, or just because you saw someone else charge that thing. Really do the work to think about what your product is about, what it can do for the other person, and where you're going in the long run. There are some instances where there's a mutual benefit to, you know, being even more generous with your pricing. There are some kind of clients that what they're bringing to the table is more than money. And in that case, please do what you think you should do. But I'm saying to you that not only does our global economy rely on all of us showing up every day, it also relies on all of us making an income every day. So stop assuming that people cannot afford what you have to offer. Stop assuming that people don't have money. That's one of the easiest lies to tell yourself. People are buying every day. You may feel that they're not. You may feel that people don't have any money at all, but that's just something going on in your mind. And your internal limitation is not the market reality. Just because you think somebody doesn't have money doesn't mean they don't actually have it. Let them be the ones to tell you that. Affordability is not about how much people have. It's about value. So maybe we should be having a conversation about how to create more value, how to show that your work is valuable, how to make people see the value of your work before they even know what your price is. Because I'm telling you, if somebody decides to work with you before they even know what you're charging, you've won a battle you did not fight in. And that's the place I want you to be. And that's where we help our clients get to in our program, Profit Accelerator. So we're helping them reposition their brand, refine their message, and we will help you reposition your brand, refine your message, revamp your offers, raise your prices, and create predictable results and consistent profit. Once you do that, it actually doesn't matter how much you charge. What matters is the results that you can create. So I look forward to seeing your application. Apply for Profit Accelerator so that we can help you. But let me leave you with a thought. The same person who can afford to buy an iPhone may tell you they can't afford to pay $200 to attend your events. It's not a question of how much they have or how much cash they can access. It's a question of how much value they place on it. And your job as an entrepreneur is to help people see the value of your work. It's to help them see how your product or your service is going to help them make more than that money they are parting with. So instead of obsessing over what price you're charging, I think you should obsess over what promise you're making. Why do I pay $50 for the same service I can get on Fiverr for $5? Because I want to get the best job done by someone who knows what they're doing and who has something at stake that I can trust. If I do not want the service, however, even if it's $2 or $1, I'm still not going to buy it. That's exactly why this conversation is important. Or think about someone who is a career coach. The career coach who charges senior executives thousands of dollars cannot charge college students and fresh graduates the same way. The coach is still brilliant. His method still works. What he's teaching and coaching is still important, but this kid simply cannot afford it. That's the point. Some people would rather reduce their price than think about how to communicate the value, than think about how to make sure that they're attracting the customers who are willing to pay them more and who can do more with the service that they're being offered. Some people would rather lower their standards so that they are appealing to everybody. But that person, those people, are not you. Some people may even reduce their quality so that they can be cheap for all, but not you. You will give what it takes to do your best work and enjoy every reward that comes as a result of the value you're adding. You, my friend, will serve and will sell with confidence. So instead of hoping that people will find it easier to buy because you lowered your price, set yourself up for growth by ensuring that success with your first product creates natural demand for people to take the next step with you. Set yourself up for growth by making it clear that working with you is the best decision they can make given the circumstances right now. What exactly is going to be possible? How will their lives change? What milestones will they reach? How will their businesses improve? How will they save time? How will they make more money because they worked with you? I trust that this has served you today. Until next time, keep showing up. Thank you so much for tuning in today. The fastest way to access all the tools, resources, links, and strategies mentioned in this episode, and also to send in your questions, is to visit showinguppod.com. Head over there now, and we've got goodies in store.